they wouldn't necessarily have to be nailed together. You know, just lay them up there and put something to keep the water from going down through the top of it. And the potato, that water will run off of there, though, those planks and things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And go in the potato.
I see. So you just put the straw in there and then just lower this.
Mm-hmm.
You already have it built, I guess.
Just. Yes. No, you build it when you get ready to bank your potatoes. You dig your little hole and put straw down there and then pour the potatoes in there. Mm-hmm. And as you, when you get them all piled up like you want them, then you have a pole down the middle, you know, pile them all around there and then put the straw over them and put the boards all around there and let them go down in the ground around there and then put something on top of it, like an old tub or something to keep the water from going down in there. And leave a place where you can get to them real easy.
Also, so your plaques are making sort of a fence around.
Yes.
And then you set a tub on top of
the fence, yes. But they go down this way now. All the boards meet up here at the top. Around and go down that way to the ground.
Is it circular?
Yes, it can be.
So sort of a teepee shape thing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Huh. How would the boards be held together?
Well, you nail them in the ground. Put dirt around. Where do you dug the hole? You put them right inside the little hole. Like you dig this hole around, you put the planks right there where this ground is hard up here.
Uh-huh.
And put dirt around the right around there.
And then they'd be resting against each other,
yes.
So they wouldn't just fall.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So how did the door come in then?
Well, you leave a little place there for your door, and you don't put as much straw there.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get in there and get them. You pull the straw out, though, when you go in there to get them, and then you close it back. And
close
it. Maybe you have a piece of tin or something, you stand there, so you wouldn't have to dig so hard to get to the potatoes.
Well, now this... You said you had a sort of a tub thing over it?
Yes, a old big tub, number two tub that they used to wash in, put over the top of it to keep it from raining.
How far, now is a tub then, how much do you cover with dirt then?
You just go around the bottom of those planks to keep them from falling at the bottom with it.
But other than that, this is just on top of the ground?
Yes, it's all on top of the ground.
So you just have to dig maybe 4 inches or so down?
Yes,
four,
just a little
inches.
Bit.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep real good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever have a place in your house where you keep things like that?
No.
Just
they won't keep in the house. They'll rot. After you keep them so long. Maybe you can keep them for 2 or 3 weeks, but after then they will rot in the house.
Well, why don't they rot outside then, you know?
No, I don't. But I guess that straw and everything protects them out there, and it's dry. But it's dry in the house. I don't know why. They're just rotting in the house, but they won't rot in it. Straw or anything.
Hmm. Never heard of that before. Did you ever raise cotton?
Yes.
Can you tell me something about the work you'd have to do with that?
Yes. They would disc the ground and fix the rows and plant the cotton, and then after you get about 2 or 3 weeks old, you have to chop it, and they go in there and plow it again. Then if it got real grassy, you would have to hoe it, but if you didn't, now when my father was raising, we had to hoe it, but my husband, he plows, you don't have to hoe it. We chop it maybe, and then he plows and keep it plowed and keep it clean, and so we didn't have to, and then after you get through plowing, you lay it by, we call it with a turning plow or mill bust, and then don't go back until it's time to pick it.
Mm-hmm.
In the fall.
What did you call that grass that grows up? Did you have a special name for that?
No, just grass, all I know.
Uh-huh.
Weeds, sometimes weeds are good.
You mentioned two kinds of plows there. Could you sort of describe what they're like?
It's a plow that they have to run around. Now, when they first plow it, they have a heart.
Mm-hmm.
They go down by the heart, and then we chop it.